Hi, everyone. Hope you're doing well. So, a little bit of a different type of interview today, or podcast, video, whatever you want to call it. I had an argument with somebody earlier today about my business, and I was telling them that we have limited how many people we bring in to 40 people a year, and I'm really comfortable with that. And he was asking, sort of, how many people have you got at the moment? And I'm like, we're not far off capacity right now. You know, we're in the early 30s at this point, and it's March. And they kind of had a bit of a go at me, like, and that's, sorry, that's a very British expression. They weren't very happy with me, and they were basically a little bit insulting, actually, and were like, "Why don't you do more? You're leaving so much money on the table. What are you doing?" And as much as I tried to explain, they couldn't understand my answer. So I wanted to share the answer on here because it's just given me a lot of food for thought, right? So many people watching this are going to be parents, right? I have two children. I have an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. And I swear to God, they were both born a few months ago. Like, I have no idea where the time went. In fact, I almost feel cheated out of the years that COVID happened because I felt like we all kind of got put on pause, but like age continued. Like, I think we should be able to file a claim and take those years back and like knock 2, 3 years off our life and say, no, I'm actually this age because COVID ruined the rest. I mean, I was pretty ill during that time, so I really lost a lot of that time. And, you know, as parents, I think we all appreciate that time goes very, very quickly. You know, there will be people watching this who have young children and they'll be like, oh, you know, I hope not. Meanwhile, there's people watching this who have grown-up children who are like, Phil, I don't know what happened. I was bouncing them on my knee and now they're out living their own life. Like, I don't know what went on. So I don't want to make this all sentimental and soppy, but time seems to be going faster. You know, my children are growing up so quickly, and I look at them and I see how quickly time is going. And when someone's saying to me, you could make more money by working with more people, well, yeah, obviously. But it's not about money. It's not about, I don't want to work another 2 days a week servicing X amount more people and have 2 days less with my children because what was the point? You know, I want to be able to spend as much time as possible with my children. And, you know, I think it's important that we don't just learn from our own mistakes, but that we learn from other people's as well. I think that's really important. And whilst I won't name them, there's a friend of mine who has been a client of mine for a long time. And if you're watching this, you know who you are. And he, look, he's been divorced 3 times. He has, I think, 4 children, and they're all grown up, and none of them talk to him or very rarely see him. They only, like, one of them, he says, only contacts him when they want money. His net worth is something into the billions, like, incredibly successful person. Miserable. Like, proper miserable. And big heart, great person, now doing a lot of philanthropic work, you know. Awesome man. Wouldn't do it again the same. Has told me that. Has said, you know, I would have stopped at 1 million. I would have stopped at 2 million. I didn't need the rest. I was competing against people I didn't need to compete against. I was competing against last year's results. I would sacrifice family time. They would go on vacation without me. I would not be there for special occasions and events because I was working, because I justified it to myself by saying I'm working for them. But did they need that? Did they need all of that? Or would they have been happy with a lifestyle at this level, but with more of their father around? Now, I can't answer that question because I'm not them. But I know from a father's perspective which one of those two I want to be and which one I want to do. I don't want to wake up one day and find that my kids don't speak to me. I don't want to wake up one day and find out that I'm divorced because I didn't commit any time to my relationship. I don't want any of those things. So it doesn't matter to me about the people don't understand why I make the decisions I make, because ultimately I'm not accountable to you. I'm not even really accountable to me, as far as I'm concerned. Other people may disagree with this. I feel like I'm accountable to my children. I brought them into this world. You know, me and my wife, we have 2 children. We made that decision. We brought them into this world, and it's our responsibility to take care of them and to nurture them and to provide for them. But it's take care of them, nurture them, love them, and provide for them, not just provide for them. So when somebody is angry at me saying, look at the business growth opportunities, why aren't you doing more? I'm just strengthened and buoyed in my decision to not be doing those things, because I think about what the alternative is, and I think about my client and my friends and people who I've seen this happen to, and I think, I don't want that. That isn't the life I want. It really isn't. So, I mean, it's no secret that my lifetime ambition is to own Liverpool Football Club, but even that's been kind of revised over the past few years. I want to own a piece of Liverpool Football Club. I don't want to own the whole thing. And the reason I don't want to own the whole thing is to own the whole thing, I would have to live a life where I had $10 billion, right? And who do I have to become to have $10 billion? Is that somebody that I want to become? And right now, it may change in the future, but right now, I cannot see a version of me that can make $10 million. $10 billion. $10 million is very different. I cannot see a version of me that makes $10 billion without having to make sacrifices that I'm not prepared to make, without having to spend less time with my children than I'm not prepared to do. Now, by the way, if anybody wants to call bullshit on this and tell me I'm wrong, if anybody knows of a way that I can make $10 billion while working 2 days a week and spending the rest of the week with my children, please tell me, because I will gladly do it. But as of right now, I haven't seen that method. I haven't seen what that looks like. So yes, we all want to be successful. And yes, we all want to achieve things. Like, I don't want to suddenly sound like I've just become this fluffy hug a tree type person. I'm not. I love money. I love making money. I love helping people. I love winning things. I love the awards. I love being the best at what we do. And you know what? Screw it. I'm going to say it. I love beating people. I love this being a game, knowing that I have won and other people have lost. Judge me all you want. I love that. I am a serial winner. Happened in sport, happened in business, and now I do the same with my clients. But that doesn't mean that I am a win at all costs kind of person, because I'm not. I am not prepared to sacrifice my relationship with my wife and my children in return for more success in business. Because more success for what? For what? Like, so we can add a few more zeros to the bank account? So, like, who gives a shit, right? Not me. And I think at one point I would have done. At one point, this was all about how much money can I make? I'll be honest, like, that was my motivation. It was how much money can I make? Who's making the most money in the industry, and how can I make more money than them? That was genuinely my motivation. And it sounds ridiculous and really childish when you say it now, but it was. Whereas I think, taking everything into consideration, the near-death experience during COVID, relocating to the Caribbean, where I live on island life with island time, it's a much slower pace, and starting to realize that you have to kind of embrace that, because otherwise it's going to drive you crazy that someone says that they're going to... It's a running joke when someone says they're coming on Tuesday. It's like, yeah, but they didn't say which Tuesday. So I don't know whether it's that, or whether it's the island life, or whether it's the near-death experience, or whether it's the selling of the businesses I didn't want to work with anymore, or whether it's the fact that the sports consulting side of the business boomed last year, so we had more money than we've ever seen before. But my attitude really changed towards a lot of this stuff over the past, say, 3 or 4 years. And today I was confronted by... Today I was confronted by somebody who reminded me of the old version of me. And I could see how unrelenting they were, and how unwilling to listen to alternative theories and lifestyles they were. And I realized that that was where I was. That was exactly who I was. If it wasn't about more money, I wasn't interested, I wasn't listening. And I wanted to share this for a couple of reasons, I think. I wanted to share this because, number one, I might have potentially done some damage with my marketing material from years ago. I may have told people that it's all about go get more money, get out there, go bigger, go bigger, go bigger. And it's not about that. It's about balance. It's about harmony. It's about, and I know when people hear stuff like that, they think like hippie hug a tree shit. Like, again, I cannot stress to you, I love capitalism. I love the fact that you can come from nowhere to being somewhere, anywhere you want to be in the world. I love that. I love the fact that we live in a society where somebody with an idea or a dream can go and build it, and can go and be very successful, be financially successful, be happy, you know, get themselves out there. I love that. I love all of that. but not at the sacrifice of your family. Like, we are doing this to help our families. We are doing this to earn money. We are doing this to provide a better way of life. I don't know if I'm the only one who thinks this. I highly, highly doubt it. I am very proud of the fact that my children live a life that I could only ever have dreamed of. They've been to places that I would never have imagined being able to go. Like, they will never experience the things that I experienced in a single parent family on benefits and homeless at 14. They will never experience any of that. And that makes me immensely proud, especially because I'm not raising two entitled little shits. That makes me incredibly proud because I see a lot of those people too. And they're not that. And I'm very proud of that. Very proud of that. I think a lot of that's to do with my wife. She's a phenomenal mother. So she's got to take the credit for that. Because they're amazing. And I love the fact that I'm giving them a different way of life. But I also want to give them a father. So that's the first reason I wanted to share it. The second reason I wanted to share it, I think the second reason I wanted to share it is because it made me quite emotional. And I pay close attention to the stuff that makes me emotional. Because usually the only thing that makes me cry is football. It's true. And this actually made me quite emotional because I was thinking about that person, and I won't name the person, but they are a father of a young child. And I remember, despite what I was saying and going in one ear and out the other, I remember thinking to myself, I hope they can realize before it's too late how quickly that time goes. And I hope they can do it without having the divorce or the near-death experience, the divorce that my friend had or the near-death experience that I had. Because I don't want that for anybody. So if you're watching this and you're thinking, you know what, I know I'm working really hard right now, but it's to provide for my family, it's for my family. You're right, I agree with you. You are, and you're doing a fucking good job, and you're working really hard, and that is to be commended. But you know what? Just do me a favor at the end of watching this video. Close the lid down, turn the phone off, go be present, go spend some time with your family, because that is honestly the most important thing that you can do for them today. I'm going to go and do that just now. All right. Speak soon. If that's what you want, making money while you're in your box of shorts, feel like nothing and nobody is stopping you. Even when I said it was impossible, no need for hesitation. Feel P, yeah, that's your man. Go from the best kept secret to the go-to brand. Let's go. Hey, billionaires, billionaires in boxes. Hey, billionaires, billionaires in boxes. Hey, time to grow, make the world know all about you. Hey, billionaires, billionaires in boxes. Let's go.